You see, old Dennis at Greenwood used to pull teeth. Them nigger women get up on that chair and they scam to death. They think he gonna pull the head off.
They bite.
I've seen a old Egyptian once pull a nigger's tooth a few years ago. His war fumes had gone. And he didn't take no pullers to pull it.
How did you do it?
He just took his handkerchief and caught a whole tattoo, pulled it out, and the nigger looking at him, and he said, "Here's your tooth." He just put his hand right on top of his head, mashed down. He caught that tooth and pulled it on out. Never did hurt him. He didn't feel, didn't know he had time. He called it, he come from out in Mexico somewhere, he called it Sipper Tooth Dentist. Doctor Two.
He was a gypsy?
Huh? What? He was a tall fellow. Now his wife died and he had a baby about a week old. He used to tend to it, driving it around the wagon by himself. Take care of the baby and he's down yonder, but you know, they'll run him out of Spring Ridge. He'd dig up herbs around in the woods, make his tea and medicine, give them people, and most of them niggers. Some of them, none of them kill them.
How come they ran him out of Spring Ridge?
Well, I tell you, he was out there talking to some niggers, and he had some tricks. He went to... The nigger went in the store and had 50 cents. And he went to buy some. He was standing there. Mm-hmm. And he bought some. It cost 50 cents. He run his hand in his pocket and he feel and he fell down. The man standing off from him. He says, "Here's your half a dollar." That man clerk in that store knowed he didn't get close to him to get it. He had some kind of a lodestone, he drove that thing out of there. So he run him out of the store and they made him leave there. Mm-hmm. Them niggas got afraid of him, man. I've seen them tricks pull.
What's a lodestone? Is that some kind of magnet?
You can put a lodestone. I got a coal chisel in, laying in there. You can take a nail and touch it, it'll pick it up and hold it. Mm-hmm. That's what you call a lodestone. They got them things now on these deep water wells to drop a piece of metal in there. They send it on a rope down in there and they'd pick it up and bring it out. Drop a bucket in there, they'd pick it up and bring it out. Mm-hmm. They use that lodestone around. They use one up here. It's a big one, they'd pick up 1,000 pounds. Piece of steel.
1,000 pounds?
It got on a crane up here at this bricking yard. Old Joe shoots and 3-4 way by scrap iron, buy more trains. Old big tanks and cut them up. He moves them around with that thing. But sometimes they'll slip off now. Got to keep out of the way. When he picks up one, starts swinging it around, be sure you're out of the way of it.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
So if she wants to buy a dress, she'll take a little square block of color of it.
To use it as a what?
I've seen it done. I've seen lots of niggas kill blocks, white people too, square, scrap